Happy Friday to you. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, 5 minutes with Jesus. Recent polls show that Americans are more pessimistic than ever about the future, which is why I have underscored gospel happiness this week, because it's the antidote to this plague of negativity infecting our community. But should a pastor be emphasizing happiness in 2020? Shouldn't we be emphasizing holiness and our failed duty to God? A lot of pastors are preaching holy God's anger at our rebellious nation, even saying recent events are signs of the Bible's end-time judgment. A.W. Tozer said, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." What Tozer is saying is how we think about God has the greatest impact on us. Therefore, we had better be thinking of God rightly in such a time as this. So our question, does Jesus reveal an angry God who is temporarily happy when folks do well, or that God is a happy God who is temporarily angry by our rebellion? In Matthew 25, Jesus gives parables about the final judgment. Listen to what the servants who have been faithful hear. Verse 21, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Come and share your master's happiness. And this is repeated 2 verses later for emphasis. You hear Jesus underscoring that God is an eternally happy God? I am wondering if that is among our first thoughts when we think about God. I wonder this because it saddens me to see a great number of Christians are not any happier in 2020 than their unbelieving neighbors are. What is their witness to them about God? Could it be that many Christians don't believe God is happy? Let me ask you, what comes to your mind when you think about God? I suspect holiness, all-powerful, all-knowing, but does happiness come to mind? Is it even on your radar? I'm not asking whether you think God is happy with you. I'm asking if you think God is happy, period. That He is by nature a God who is happy and complete in Himself, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a joyous community delighting in each other. And they chose to make this world and universe their canvas upon which to spill out their happiness for all to see. And if God is happy, and He saw men made in His image unhappy, then wouldn't it follow that the reason He sent Jesus is so we could be happy in and with Him? The gospel, the good news, is that the Father sent His Son to the cross to die for our sins because He would not allow our rebellion to impede His happiness or ours into eternity. Listen to God's promise of the coming happiness in Isaiah 65, starting in verse 17. "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress." The good news is not just that the Kleenex companies are going to go out of business, but that the business of eternity is joy-making, as God makes us a people of gladness, even as He, our happy God, rejoices and is glad in us. Do you want to believe in a happy God? Then, take your eyes off the fog of negativity and take in the testimony all around you, and spend time with your happy God this weekend, and then share your joy with others. I'll close with Charles Spurgeon. He writes, "The gospel is like wine which makes us glad. Let a man truly know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he will be a happy man, and the deeper he drinks into the Spirit of Christ, the more happy will he become. That religion which teaches misery to be a duty is false upon the very face of it, for God, when He made the world, studied the happiness of His creatures. You cannot help thinking, as you see everything around you, that God has sedulously with the most strict attention, sought ways of pleasing man. He's not just given us our absolute necessities, he has given us more. Not simply the useful, but even the ornamental, the flowers in the hedgerow, the stars in the sky, the beauties of nature, the hill and the valley. All these things were intended not merely because we needed them, but because God would show us how he loved us and how anxious he was that we should be happy. Now, it is not likely that the God who made a happy world would send a miserable salvation. He who is a happy creator will be a happy redeemer. And those who have tasted that the Lord is gracious can bear witness that the ways of religion are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. I pray you drink in the grace of Jesus, and that happiness will be your default forever. Let us pray. Father, thank you for revealing your smile in your Son. Forgive us for thinking you are like we are, and for projecting our small expectations on you. Open our eyes to see your delight in having made us in your image, and how much you desire to restore us in Jesus. Amen.